met beis. And Vavkuf Yud Beis Amad Aleph, we had learned a machlekes between Rabbi Yehud and the Chachamim, if the oizen achitzayni became nifsak, oizen achitzayni of a sandal became nifsak, if the sandal becomes toher, if it becomes muktzeh or not. The Chachamim hold that there is an Eitzeh for it, it can still be used, even though the Tikkun that might be made is very embarrassing, because the people can see the Tikkun, but since you could be Machlef, the sandal, and put it on the opposite foot, and then that Oizen will be Bein HaRaglayim, and it won't be noticeable, so therefore it is still has a Teiris Manol on it. That is the Svar of the Chachamim. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Basher Usham, since it lost the Eizen HaChetzayni, it loses the Shem Manul. And we heard that Rabbi Yochanan Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara says, Hanomet Beis, in Mi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi. How could Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that by losing an Eizen HaChetzayni, from the Tarsiyes Achitzainiyim, it becomes Toher, for Ha'omar Rabbi Yochanan Haloche Kestam Mishneh. Rabbi Yochanan says we pass them like a Stam Mishneh. It's not. We have a Stam Mishneh in Kalim that says as follows. Sandal Shenivsiko Achas Me'oznov. A sandal that one of the Yiznayim got of Gahak, Vitikno, and he fixed it, Tomei Medras. So the sandal is still Tomei Medras. Just in order to have the flow of the Mishnah, this Vitikno, Rashi says, is Lavdavke. Let's forget about the Vitikno. So let us learn the Mishnah as follows. Sandal, Shenifsiko, Achas Meyozno, one of the Yaznayim became Nifsak, is Tomei Medras. That means even though it doesn't have one of the Yiznayim, it is still Tomei. Nifsiko Shniya, what happens if the second Oizen became Nifsak, Vitikno, and he was now Misakin it? Toir Militame Medres, so the Tumis Medres that was on the sandal becomes Nifka, Aval Tomei Maga Medras, but it is Tomei Maga Medras. Let us not go into this halacha yet. Just let's get the flow of the Mishnah to understand the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara stelt sich on the first halacha. Sandal shenifsika achas meoznot, that one of the Yiznayim became nifsak, it's Tomei Medras, it remains Tomei. My love, so since the Tane did not differentiate which oizen became nifsak, loishna pnimis, the loishna chitzayne. So there's no difference if the oizen apnimi became nifsak. Now the oizen apnimi became nifsak. Everyone holds that the tumor remains because it's still possible to wear, and people will not see the tikkun. But the Mishnah was soisim. Sandal shenivsaka achas me oznov, loishna pnimis, the loishna chitzaina. Who adin if the chitzaina became nifsak? It is also tomei medres. So we see a stam mishneh like the chachamim that hold that it does not lose the tume that is on the manol, on the sandal, even though there was nifsik, the oizen achitzayni, and because the svar is according to the chachamim, because it is still usable on the opposite foot, and on the opposite foot will be an oizen pnimi. That's the Gemara's kasha. My lav loishna pnimis, veloishna chitzayni. So the Gemara says, pnimis tafke. The Mishnah that says that Nifseka Achas Me'oznov Tomei Medres is speaking about that the Oizen Apnimi became Nifsak. Now this halacha is Muskim Afilo according to Rabbi Yehuda. Avol chitzoyne. So the Gemara says, no, okay, I'll buy that. Avol chitzoyne. So, but it comes out according to you. What if the chitzoyne would be nifsak? My toyer. So then the din is, it's toyer. Ihochi. So why does the sefer say, aditoni nifsikoshniya vetikna? So why does it say that when the second one becomes, this is already the second oizen, was nifsak, v'tikno, now it was misake de toir mina medres, it loses the tumis medres, avol tome maga medres, it is still tome maga medres. But it says, when does it lose? Now what is the shni according to you? The shni according to you means akoch de chitzayna. But because the first one was the pnimis, so the shni is the chitzayne. So memela, but the Mishnah says, when does it become toyer? When the second oizen became nifsak. And we'll see then there's a new lumbus of panim chadosh es ba'olaka. Is niv like venisne bidida? So why did the Mishnah have to tell us that it is toyer when the second oizen became nifsak, which is according to the oizen achitzayne? Nivleg v'nisne bedido, ba'med dvorim amurim, shenivseko pnimis. Let's talk about shniyah. Let's talk about one oizen. If the pnimis became nifsak, so it's tomei medres. Avol chitzayna toyer. But if the chitzayna became nifsak, it is toyer. So since the only case that the Tana said that it becomes toil from Tumas Medris is when both became Nifsak, according to you, you don't need both to become Nifsak. As long as the Chitzayna became Nifsak, it is toil, if the Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So we see that the Tana holds like the Chachamim. That fakir, there's no difference if Nifsak HaChitzayna or Nifsak HaPnimi, it is always Tomei, unless both become Nifsak. So that is the Gemara's kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. How could Rabbi Yochanan paskel like Rabbi Yehuda that holds nifseko chitzayne is toyer? We have a star mishnah that holds that nifseko chitzayne is still tome. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok ben Yosef, tehei mishnasenu b'sandal sheyesh loy arba aznayim. The mishnah is speaking about a sandal that has arba aznayim, va'arba tarsi yoisim, or arba tarsi yoisim, shloi lishbar devorov shel Rabbi Yochanan. So what is the eitza of arba? So the eitza of arba is, so now we are speaking about, so there are two on each side. So nivsika achas meyoznov, it's talking about the chitzayna, taka nivsika achas meyoznov, it is tome. I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, because you still have another oizen on that side also. Nivsika shniya, now it lost the whole chitzayna, and now it is tome. And it is kedai to make such an akimta on this mishnah, shaloi lishber dvorov shel Rabbi Yochanan. We shouldn't be soiser divrei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that nifseka hachitzayna is toher, and Rabbi Yochanan Paskin is like Stam Mishnah, and here it seems dafke nifseka hashniya toher. So therefore, we're saying that the Mishnah is speaking about that there are two aznayim on each side, and the rishayna means the first of the chitzayna, so it's still tomei because you still have a chitzayne and tuknimiyim. Nifseka hashniyah, so then you lost all your oznayim and al tzad hachitzayin, so then it is toy. Now let us see Rashi, and then we'll understand more the other halachas that the Mishnah is speaking about. Umi omar Rabbi Yochanan hochi da halachi ke Rabbi Yehuda. Did Rabbi Yochanan ever say that halach is like Rabbi Yehuda? He paskin like a star Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, sandal shenifseko achas meoznov v'tikna tomei medres. So let us see Rashi. Tomei medres im hoya shel zov. If this sandal was worn by a zov, v'hoya Tamei Medras. So Mamela the Zav wore the sandal, so it's Tamei Medras. Loitoher mitumosaik shenifsika. So now the one of the Yaznayim, Achas Me Oznov, became Nifsika. So it does not become Toir, Voidenu Avatum. So Amanol without one oizen is Toir. It still has a shame manol. It's a tamei, I mean. A manol with a sandal with one oizen is still tamei. That the Gemara is going to speak about if it means any oizen or dafke the leftover chitzayin. Veidenu avatum. My love. So since the Mishnah was soisim, and the Mishnah says that the Mishnah does not differentiate which oizen was nivsak and which oizen remains, is afilu chitzayna. Afilu the chitzayna was nifsaka. It is still tameh. Aye, you can't wear it like this if the chitzayna is nifsaka, because the tikkun that you will make is a very embarrassing tikkun. Umishum the chosi lafuchi, because she could put it on the opposite foot. Ulasakno, and you could wear it on the opposite foot. So memela, then it won't be, the tikkun won't be noticeable, because on the opposite foot, so memela, it will become a pnimis. Umishum the chosi lafuchi ulasakno. Buhu adin. Now, af al gav deloy tikno. Now that what it says in the Mishnah, sandal shenivsika achas me ozno vetikno. Now that what the Mishnah says vetikno is not, does not mean what Rashi is speaking about, that you could be misaking it to put on the other foot. The Mishnah is speaking about vetikno. He put on a new oizen. If you put on a new oizen, there's no bezoinis. That's gevaldik. So we are speaking about that the shayach a tikkun without putting on a new oizen. That tikkun is only wearable if it won't be noticeable. So Rashi, let us again see Rashi. Maila, afilu chitzayna, afilu the chitzayna became nivsak. It is also tamei medras. Why is it tamei medras? Mishum dechazi lafuchi lasakna. Because you could go and put it on the other foot and wear it the way it is on the other foot. So that's what the Mishnah says, that v'tikna he put on a new oizen, it is zichat tamefilu without putting on a new oizen. The alkocha, because if you will say that it is only tamei medres when you'll put on the new oizen, but Kozman, you don't put on the new oizen, it is toyer. Iksha nifsika polcha lotu maso. If when it was nifsak, the tumor left, it is ois tumas medris, sulay hodro. So then by putting on a new oizen, it will not come back again. That means the minute the manal becomes toyer, that means we had a manal, we had a sandal that was tome medris. Now, if you will say that the minute the oizen becomes nifsak, it becomes oiz sandal, and it is toyer, so it is toyer, finished. Later you'll put on a new oizen, it won't become retroactive, the old tumah. The tumah that was there became bottle, it became nifka, the minute it became oiz manal. Later you'll put on a new oizen, now it is now again becoming a manal. So now can be mekabel tumah mikano lahabe, but the previous tumah was nivka already. So therefore Rashi says, who are doing aval gab deloy tikna dal kocha ikshe nivsaka? If you will say that when the oizen became nivsak polcha la tumasa, that the tumah leaves it suloy hadra, so it would not come back again. So that what the Mishnah says, sandal shenivsika achas me oznov, tomei medres, so you have to say it's tomei medres, a fellow out of the tikna of putting on a new oizen. Elo, lahochi, noka tikna. So why did he say tikna? So the Tana should have said a bigger chiddush. If that's what the Tana holds, the Tana should have said, sandal shenivsika achas me oznov, tomei medres. It's very misleading. that the Tanna says, V'tikna tomei medos. Why is he saying V'tikna? Ela lahochi noka tikna mishum seifer. The V'tikna, he's telling us, because of the seifer, la'ashmi'inan rebusa, to tell us a chiddush. Af al gav V'tikna l'rishoina, ki hodol nifsika shniya tohir min hamedras. Now, let us explain, really the Gemara later is going to explain this halacha, but since Rashi tells it now, so let us explain now this halacha. Let us go back to the Mishnah and try to go over the Mishnah again. Sandal shenifsika achas meyoznov. A sandal that one of the yeznayim became nifsak. So we are saying now that the Mishnah holds that that does not make it a sandal. It is still wearable. So it is tamei medras. It is tamei medras. It is tamei because it did not become a sandal through the hafsokis oizen achas. It's still wearable. V'tikno. Now, this person went, even though it's a mano without fixing the oizen, he was misakin, he put on a new oizen. So now I have a sandal that is tomei medris, that has two aznayim. One, an old oizen that was there, bishasa was mekabel tomei, and I have a new oizen. And this is still tomei medris, because it never became oiz sandal. Now let us go further. Nifsika shniya. Now, the second oizen became nifsik. Let us forget about this v'tikna also. Now, when the second oizen became nifsak, so let us look at the sandal and try to picture how the sandal looked when it was mekabel tumis medres. When the sandal was mekabel tumis medres, it had two old oznayim on it. And that's what made it a sandal. Now, he put on one new oizen, the other oizen fell off, a fellow he put now a second new oizen, but the sandal that was mekabel tumeh from the zov, that sandal now became oiz sandal. That means because that sandal lost both of its old oznayim. So the sandal that was mekabel tumeh from the zov, now it lost both of its oznayim. So memela, that sandal will now become toyer from tumas medres, because it became oy sandal now. Without two oznayim, it became oy sandal. Ah, you'll tell me, what do you mean it doesn't have two oznayim? It has two new oznayim. You were the second, when the first one fell off, you put in a new oizen. When the second one fell off, you put in another new oizen. So that is alom desponim chadoshes bolukam. This is a new sandal. But this is not the sandal that was mekabel tumes medres hazov. When the zov wore this sandal, it had two old oznayim. So that sandal was mekabel tumes medres. The minute these two oznayim fall off, so that sandal became oy sandal. These new oznayim are upon him chadoshes. It's a new sandal now. This new sandal can be mekabel tumes mikan or lahabe. But the old tumah becomes nifsak. Is nifsik or shniya? V'tikna is toyer melatamei medras. So Rashi is telling us, he wants to tell us a chiddush. Even though when the shniya was nifsak, it still had one oizen on it. That was the v'tikna, it still had one oizen on it. So really, there never was a zman when it became oizandal. Because when the second oizen fell off, there was bemocking the first oizen and the oizen, so it always was a sandal. Afal pikein, but this is called upon him chadoshes, because the old sandal that was mekabel to mismedres is not here anymore. So that is the revusa of the v'tikna in the first bove. That even though when the first oizen fell off, he made a new oizen, so memelet comes out that there never is a zman that the sandal is not wearable. Afal pikein, the tumes medres falls off the minute the second oizen is nifsa, because now everything is called a ponim chadoshes. That is what Rashi says over here. Lohochi noka tikna mishum seifer. Lashmein en revuse. The av al gav de tikna lo rishoine. Even though he was mesaken the rishoine. Ki hodal nifsiko shniya. When the shniya falls off. So even though the sandal is still wearable because of the rishoine, toil min amedres, als the lomdes of ponim chadosh is borloka. Now, the Gemara asks Akashe and Rabbi Yochanan, if you will say that nifsika rishoine means nifsika apnimiyis, and that is why it is tomei, so aditoni nifsika shniya. So why does it say it becomes tohel? When the second oizen becomes nifsak, afal pi shetikno. Even though in the meantime he was misakin the first oizen, toil min amedres, the kivin shenifsiku shtei hem, since lamaisa both of the old oznayim became nifsik, botulei. So why does it, that's the Gemara's kasha. Why does it say in nifsiku shniye? Let us skip over this Rashi to get the flow of the Gemara. Live like. So why does he have to say nifsikoshniye? The nifsikoshteyem. Ha'alkochoshniye achitzoyne. If you tell me the rishayne is the pnimis, and that's why it's still tome. So the shniye has to be the chitzoyne. Umishomi lechude havalele misne toyer min amedres. So why did he have to say nifsikoshniye toyer min amedres? He should have said nifsekach itzayna. The other one always remained. It's also termina medras. Emfer the gemara tehei mishnoseinu hach the medras dalet oznayim vedalet tarsiyosim v'hach the nifsekach shniya diktoni tavayu bechitzaynis kam. Both are talking about the chitzaynis. Ustame ke Rab Yehuda and fakelte the zastam mishna like Rab Yehuda. Nifsika rishoine, so you still have a chitzoina left. Nifsika shniye, so now you lost your chitzoinis. So according to the Chachamim, you could be machlef it to another foot. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the minute you lost your chitzoinis, so mamela, it's toyer melatame to mismedras. Ustomek Rabbi Yehuda, the kivan, the nifsiku chitzoinis toyer. And why are we saying such a dochuk to kipshat in the Mishneh? Shaloi l'shaber dvorov shal Rabbi Yochanan da omar aloche ki Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yochanan said aloche ki Rabbi Yehuda. So that is more or less the flow of the Gemara. Now we have a Rashi that is going to explain a difficult aloche in the Mishneh. Let us again look at the Loshon HaMishneh. The Mishneh says, nifsiko shniya, when the second oizen became nifsak. So now you have a sandal that the two previous oznayim that were in existence, b'shas was mekabel the tumis medris, are not here anymore. Is toyer militame medris. So now the tumis medris that this sandal was mekabel with the two old oznayim now becomes nifka, because these two old oznayim are not any more attached to the sandal. So it is a sandal without any oznayim, which is toyer. Avo, tomei maga medres. But this sandal had lost the two old oznayim and is not tomei tumas medres, it is tomei maga medres. That means, a medres is an avatume. This is no more an avatume. But this sandal, after it lost the two oznayim, is a rishin letume. Avotome maga medres. Now we have to understand, how does this sandal become a rishin letume? What happened over here? So let us see Rashi, and let us first see Rashi with the hago. Avol tomei maga medres vahave rishen letume. The sandal, after losing both of its oznayim, is a rishen letume. The Adayin Klihu, it is still a Kli. Let us see the Ago. We have a Rishin Letume. The Adayin Klihu Lishtamushi Bei Tashmish Achine. You can still use it for another Tashmish. That means Rashi had here a problem. There are in Yesod here two problems. How does this become a Maga Medrash? That means it becomes a Rishon Letumah, it touched a Tumas Medrash, so it becomes a Rishon Letumah. So there's one problem which we will not speak about right now. What Medrash did it touch that it became a Rishon Letumah? That's one problem, which Rashi will take care of soon. But then there's another problem. If both Osnayim fell off, so L'chayr it's not a Manol anymore. If it is not a manol anymore, so it doesn't have a teiris keli, so how could it be bechlal be mekabel tume? If both osnayim fell off. So Rashi says, da adayin klihu leishtamushi bei tashmish achrine. You can still use this sandal not to wear anymore. If both osnayim are off, you can't use it to wear. But you can use it for a different tashmish. You can use it for an ashtray. A kasha v'maisa, what you can use it for. You can't use it for a sandal, but you can use it for something else. So, l'maisa, so it still has a teiras keli. So now, this sandal, without any osnayim whatsoever, touched the medris, and it touched the medris, so it's tamei maga medris. Now Rashi is going to explain what did it touch. So Rashi says as follows. Let us see Nachmud Rashi. Vav rishin letume. Da dayin keili hu lishtamushibe. It is still a keili that can be used. It's not a mano, but it's still a keili. Tashmish achine. Umei ov hatume toher. The minute it lost both osnayim, it is ois ov hatume. Lehave meyuchadoid lemano. It is not any more usable as a shoe. Because it lost both osnayim, so memele. So therefore, the tumas medres that was chal now it's not roile medres anymore. You can't wear it anymore. V'havi rishon. So now it became a rishon betume. How did it become a rishon letume? Sharei noga ba'atzmoi k'shehoya ovatume. So this is a moira de kerashi, and we will see in Tosfos more bariches what this means. But Rashi says that if you look at a shoe, you have a sandal that has two osnayim, and that has, there's the rest of the sandal. So in this sandal, when it had everything on it, it was an avatume. Now this sandal also is a potential ashtray. If you take off those nayim, it is a potential ashtray. But kozman those nayim are on it. It's a tumas medrash. It's more than an ashtray. So Rashi says, but it has in itself tumas medrash, but it is touching itself also. That means that the ashtray sheboy is touching the manol sheboy before all the osnayim fell off, so we have an ashtray and a manol. So the ashtray sheboy is touching the manol sheboy. So now the ashtray is mekabel atume of a rishon letume. So memele. So even though the two osnayim fall off, but the ashtray that remains is now as a din of a rishon letume. Because it was touching a medres b'shas the yaznayim were on. That is how Rashi learns pshat in this difficult Mishnah. Now let us see Tosfos, and hopefully things will get a little clearer. Zot Tosfos, sandal shenivsika achas me'oznov v'tikna. Perish bekunteritz. So we said when one of the osnayim fell off, we said it is still tame. Either according to Rabbi Yudit speaking about that the pnimius fell off, or like the maskonis hagemorot speaking about there were two osnayim on the tzadachitzim, so just one of the two fell off. According to the chachamim, anyone fell off. Perish bekuntres, duhu adin loy tikna tame medris. Afilu, that means that the Lashon of the Mishnah is misleading. Sandoshan Ipskachas me Oznov is Tomei Medras. Who adin loy tik the Tomei Medras. If you will say Kshenivsika Pochalotuma, if you will say when it's Nivsak, the Tumah leaves it, Sulay Hodvalo. So by adding on a new oizen it won't come back. The minute it became toil, it remained toil. But then Imoy, Taisus agrees wholeheartedly with Rashi. The Loi Motzinu Tuma Yeshana, there's no such thing as a retroactive tume. That means if it became ois tume because it was ois keli, and later you made it a new keli that the old tume should go back, there's no such thing. Elobikli matris, in the first perik in Shabbos, we hear the Gzeira de Rabbonim, by klimatris, they said if you had a tume dike klimatris, and you broke it, and you melted it, and you made a new keli out of it, it goes back to the old tume. But that's a tume de Rabbonim that was only said by klimatris. V'le'el nami amrina, that's raya number one. Raya number two, v'le'el nami amrina, nitla achas meyozna. We hear, according to the Chachomim, nitla achas meyozna, v'achas mitarsi yoysov tome, even without fixing it. And Rabbi Yehuda differentiates which one he took off. But al koponim, the halacha is that a sandal with one oizen still has the same sandal. So memela, so it is tamei tumis medres without being misak. Vahod inokat v'tikno. That what the Tane said that he was misakin it. Pelish bekuntres dinokat mishum seife. He wants to tell Zachidish in the seife lashmina. Aval gav v'tikno. Even though when the first oizen fell off, he put on a new oizen. When the second oizen falls off, now the whole tumas medres falls off, even though it has now one oizen on it and it's now wearable. Because we said that's called upon him chadoshes. That is Shitas Rashi. So Rashi said the only reason the Tana mentioned tikna is to tell us a rebuse that even though it has one oizen, Aval Pikain, when the second oizen falls off, the Tumas Medres will remain. Aval, but there's another halacha that it says in the Sefer. There's another halacha that it says that it is Tomei Maga Medres. Now, in order to be Tomei Maga Medres, it also has to have a Teiris Keli on it now. So that Rashi says, Aval Mishum Diktoni Sefer, Aval Tomei Maga Medres, Loinokat v'tikna. You don't need the oizen, the first oizen, to make that the sandal should be mekabel tumas maga medres. Tafilu loitikna. Afilu if he wasn't misakin it. V'nivsik oshnia, tomei maga medres. It'd still be tomei maga medres. Kideh perish bekuntres, because Rashi said, Mishum dadayin keili yulishtamushi beitash misachina. Rashi said that that's true. When both osnayim fall off, when both osnayim fall off, it is not a manul anymore. Therefore, the tumas medras becomes nifka, but it is an ashtray. It has another shimush. So memeili, that what is mekabel tumas maga medras, that you don't need any osnayim for that. An ashtray doesn't need osnayim. That is shitas Rashi. Because, Vektach Toisvis, it is not true. A manol without Oznayim is Tohir Legamri. This nan behedya beseifa dach mishne bemeseches kalem bepeikravov. Loi hispik lesakein esari shoino ache nifsik oshnia. If both Oznayim fell off, Tohir. It is Toil Legamri. In Toil means it's not Tomei even Maga Medres. Why isn't it Tomei Maga Medres? So Tosfos learned Pshat, because now it became Ois Keli. If it's not a Manol, it's nothing. It is not an ashtray. It is either a Manol or nothing. So the Mishnah says, Klo, when it loses both Osnayim, and it loses the Shei Manol, it is Ois Keli, and it is Toil Legamri. So Memele, so Rashi's cheshbon is a wrong cheshbon. Rashi said that the reason the Tumis Maga Medrash remains on it is because it's Chozi L'Tashmish Achine. The Mishnah says it is not Chozi L'Tashmish Achine. The Mishnah says it is Toil L'Gamri. V'Rashi Ba'atzmoi Chosaboy. So Taisu says Rashi was Chosi. V'Higia, and that is the Rashi, we'll go back to the Rashi soon. V'Higia, and Rashi says as follows. Aval Tomei B'Maga Medrash. Rashi says, why is the sandal Tomei Maga Medrash? If it lost both Osnayim, why is it Tomei Maga Medrash? Tadayin Keilihu, it is still a Keili, it means it is still a Manu. V'chozi Lemilsei, it is still wearable. D'ho'iskin Ola Rishayna, because when the first Oizen fell off, he put on a new Oizen. So now when the second oizen fell off, it still has now a shame manul on it because of the first oizen that was put on after the original one fell off. So we need now the tikna harishayna in order to make sure that it could be mekabel tumis maga medris. Vahashtinok et vereishit davke v'tikna. That's why the Mishnah says v'tikna. The Eloi Tikna, if he wouldn't have been misakin it, ki nifsik oshniya, when the second one fell off, and it would be without any osnaim, ainei toma filamaga medras. It is not even toma filamaga medras. Kidiktoni seife begi. Tosis brought down the seife, that lehispik, lesakin es rishoy, nach nifsik oshniya is toy legamri. So the reason it says v'tikna is in order that the second halacha, the halacha of maga medres, can apply. So that's why it says v'tikna. V'agav the noket pereisha v'tikna noket nami b'seifa. The tikna v'seifa zicha unnecessary because it has one oizen now, so it's mekabel tumis maga medres because it is now a mandal als the first oizen. So the second v'tikna is not at agavuche. He said v'tikna. So he says he repeats the v'tikna. Now let us see. This is Taki the Rashi that is written in the Bayos. Let us see Rashi. Avo tomei maga medres. Why is it tomei maga medres? Favarishin l'tume da dayin keilihu dechazi lemilsei. It is still roi to wear. Because when the first oizen fell off, he put on a new oizen. V'af lemedris uroi. It is still now roi lemedris. I have in noi leizov mikan olab. If a zov would put it on now, it would become tomitumis medris. Because now it is still a shoe. Miu mitumis medris kamaise da havi yoleo. The previous tume that was on it, toher. That becomes toil when the second oizen falls off, even though there's now a new oizen. Kedem gine lekamon, ponim chadosh is bo lekan. V'chol toiris man, ol shoyso le bishas kabolos tumo rishayna holcholo. That means the shoe that was in existence when the zov first wore it, so that became bottle, because both of the old oznayim fell off. Even the keiliu, but since it is now still a manol, a dine. To the new oizen that was added, haverishin shreinoge ba'atzmoi shohoya avatume v'chozman shu keili v'roi lekabel tume leitoyer mitume samage. So memele the tume samage will remain kozman. It has a shame manalot. Let us see the next tesis. Avol tomei maga medres. We heard that after the second oizen fell off, it is still tomei maga medras. Hiksha harab shimin amai tomei maga medras. Why is this tomei maga medras? Hosova la tume. There is a musig of sova la tume. We'll see in a minute what that means. Ubahakoimitz rabbe boi rove gabi isorein shecholkoi Miyamrinen Savalotume Oilav. Let us first say over what the Shaila of the Gemara is in Menachos. In Menachos, the Gemara clears such a Shaila. There was an Isorin of Amincha, and he divided this Isorin. Half is over here, and half is over here. Now, he was metame the first half of the Isor. So this half is tame. Sheretz touched the first half of the Isor. Now, he puts this first half and the second half into a big keli, but it's not touching one, the halves aren't touching one the other. So on the right side we have a tame dike Isor, on the left side we have a tame dike half Isor, on the left side we have a toy dike half Isor. And Shalom al Yisrael, nothing happened yet. Now, a Tvul Yoim came and touched the Tomei Dike half. Now, let us first know that what would the Halacha be if it wouldn't have been Tomei? If it wouldn't have been Tomei, so the Halacha would be as follows. If you had two halves of a Minche, one half on your left side, one half on your right side, they are not touching, they're in one keli, and a tvul yoim would touch the half on the left side, so there's a din aklim itself on, and there's a chumre in kochim, so it is considered like it is all one. The tvul yoim that touched the left side, automatically the right side will become tummy, because it's considered it's all one, and kilo the tvul yoim touched the holy soul. That is a din in Menachos, that in Kochim, that Aklim itself, it's Ke'ilu Noga HaTomei Bekula. But here, the interesting case over here is that the Tvul Yoim touched the Tomei Dikechelik, and the Tomei Dikechelik is Tomei already. So L'chayre, he wasn't Metamei the Tomei Dikechelik. It's Sava L'Tumei. The Tomei Dikechelik is a Rishon L'Tumei already. So he didn't do anything to the Tomei Dikechelik. Now the Gemara class, the Shaila, but maybe L'Gabi the Toyo Dikechelik, his Negiya should help, and it's Ke'ilu, he touched the whole thing, so Ke'ilu he touched, by touching the Tomei Dikechelik, it's Ke'ilu he touched the whole thing. So Memelis of the Toyo Dikechelik also becomes Tomei. So there's a Shaila in the Gemara, but maybe you can't be Metamei at Tomei Dikechelik. If it's Saval or Tume, if it is sapped up with Tume, it's full of Tume, so when a Tume touches it, there's no new Haisofas Tume. You can't add Tume to something that is Saval or Tume. You're adding a smaller Tume to it, it's a bigger Tume, it's a Rishon Tume. Now you're going to make it a Shlishi. You can't make a Rishon a Shlishi. That is the Shaila in the Gemara, and then the Gemara blives by a Shaila. So Memeila, so the Rabbeinu Shimon asked Amir de Kekashe. Rashi learned Pshat, let us say about Rashi's Pshat. Rashi said that how was the sandal Mekabel when the two was Nayim fall off? And it is now a Rishon L'Tumah. From what was it Mekabel? How did it become a Rishon L'Tumah? So Rashi is because it touched itself. Before it was a Tumas Medras, so while it had a Tumas Medras on it, and it is touching itself, so Lamais it becomes a Rishon L'Tumah also. So how can something that is Sova L'Tumah, that is an Ava Tumah, how can that become now a Rishon L'Tumah? That is the Rab Shimon's Kash. Hiksha Rab Shimon. Amai Tomei Maga Medras. How could it become Tomei Maga Medras? Hosova L'Tumah. So Taisva says, oh, I have a new oifen, not the way Rashi said Pshat. I have a new oifen to understand how it became a Rishon L'Tum. Kiven shedoras olav hazov beragloi yach. Originally, when the Zov used this sandal. He put on the sandal. He stepped on the sandal. So he stepped on the sandal with bare feet. So the minute he stepped on it, bibas achas, there comes two tumis to the sandal. There's a tumis maga, he has bare feet and he's touching the sandal, so it becomes a rishon l'tumah. since he's applying pressure on it and he's resting on the sandal, it becomes an avatum al tumas medras. So here, bibas achas, it became a rishon l'tumah al tumas mage and an avatum al tumas medras. So this is no shaykhis to the din of sova l'tumah. Sova l'tumah means if something is tumay already, and now you want to make it a lesser tumah. That doesn't work. If it's tumah already, it can't become. If it's anav, now it can't become a rishon. But l'chadchile, when the tumah, when we were metame, this sandal, so bebas achas, there became chal on the sandal two tumas, a tumas magen and a tumas medras. Lekalamei makivin shedoras olav hazov beraglo yachav. The boloi medris umage medris yacha umage 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 medris umage zov the boloi medris umage zov yachav that the medris the zov stepped on it so it became a medris the zov touched it so he became a mage zov yachad the rabas achas lo imrin and zov lo tume kedemuchach bakoy mitzrabe. So Tosfos says if that is the case. In Cain. So let us think 1 minute. What happened over here when the Zov stepped on this sandal? So there were noches two tumis on this sandal. There was a tumis magazov, there's a tume medres. Both of these tumis were chal on this sandal. Fine. So it is an avatume and a rishon tume. Now, when both oznayim fall off, but let us say that the way the Mishnah puts it, first oizen aleph fell off, and he put on a new oizen. Then oizen beis fell off. So now we have here a mano that is a ponim chadoshes. That means the two previous oznayim, which were the sibba of the kapolas tumah of the tumas medras, are not here anymore, and for that reason it's polchala tumas medras. So for the same reason it's polchala tumas magazov. How was this mekabel tumah of magazov? Because it was a sandal when the zov stepped on it. Now it became oy sandal because both oznayim became nifsika. So just like the Tumas Medris became Nifka, so the Tumas Magazov also should become Nifka. Im Kain, that's Tosfos Kashis. So that's what the Eitz. Im Kain, Ikeponim Chadoshis Lemaga Medris, Kamoy Lemedris. Ela Kolchoch, Acha Shenot Lo Rishoyne,
so we have to say not that it was mekabel tumas mage medres when the zov stepped on it. So we have to say when was the mekabel tumas mage medres? After you took off, after one oizen became nifsak, and you put on a new oizen. So now it's mekabel mage medres. So my male said it's not ponim chadoshes, because now with the new oizen is mekabel mage medres, k'may sheperish bekuntre, shenegei ba'atzmoi. Soi bazoi, habavim kei neima, de sovel otume. So memele, so even though we have an oifen that is, there's no problem upon him chadoshis, it is mekabel tume. After the old oizen fell off and the new oizen was put on, but al koponim, there's a problem of sovela tume. Ule peirish akunter is kame niche. Afilo nifse kushtayozno of tome mage medres. According to the Rashi that we had in the first Tosfos, that without both oznayim, it still has a shame keili, because it could use it as an ashtray, so memele, so then we could say that Rav Shimon steres. We could say that the when the Zov stepped on it, so there were two tumas v'basachas, a tumas medres and a tumas magazov. And alt shu was mekabel tumas medres. Alt estray was mekabel tumas magazov. So when the two as nayim fall off, the tumas magazov remains, because it was an ashtray then, it was a potential ashtray then, so Memela, so that Tumah remains, there's no Ponim Chadoshes, that the ashtray never became Toyah. But Taisvis was Chaylik on Rashi, Taisvis brings the right from the Mishnah that the minute the two was nine and fall off, it's Toyah Legamri. So we have here a problem. Umeforeish horab shimin. Deloy amrinen savalo tume, kshatume boloi migufoi, kemoi hoche, shetumas mage boloi shenegeye ba'atzmoi kedeperish bekontos. Rab shimin lamaise agrees with Rashi that the Kabbalah's tume is after the first oizen fell off. He put on a new oizen. So now it is a new manu. This new manol is touching itself, so it is mekabel tumis maga medras, it is touching a medras. Ay, there's a problem of sovolo tumis, so the Rabbeinu Shimon says that the whole din of sovolo tumis, if it is mekabel tumis from a different source, if it is mekabel tumis from itself, so then there's no chesaron of sovolo tumis. Exactly what is the lumdis of this Rabbeinu Shimon? The Chazaynishin Mesechtas Kalim doesn't know. So, he can also, will be in good company if he also won't understand the lumdis. But Al Kaponim, this is a yesod that the Rabbeinu Shimon said, that the whole chesorin of Savala Tume is only if it is a Mekabal Tume from a different source. But if it is a Mekabal Tume from itself, then there's not a chesorin of Savala Tume. So, according to Rashi, there's a different problem. We say it is mekabel tume from itself, so we have to imagine if you have here a manul, so we say it is touching itself. So much that it's touching itself. So you have to split the wall in half, and you have to say that each half is touching the other half. So memele, the inner half is tamei tumas medres, and the outer half is touching the inner half, so the outer half is tamei tumas maga medres. And in the same vein, the inner half is touching the outer half is tamei tumas medres, so the inner half is tamei maga medres. Bekitza, where is the mokim anegiyah? The mokim anegiyah is a beis hastorim. That means, if you'll divide the layer of oyer in half, that is the mokim anegiyah. So that is anegiyah beis hastorim. So we have here a new problem over here. How could it be mekabel tume? It's a negiyas beis hastorim. So Taisva says, ulu peirushei osi ki rameya. This Mishnah goes according to Rameya. The omar tumes beis hastorim mitame. The mashen oikeya ba'atzmoy. If we will understand this musik, this concept, that the manel is touching itself, tumes beis hastorim. So that's what you have to say according to Rashi. So that means, if we will accept Rashi's pshat, we have here two problems. Problem number one is Savala Tume. And problem number two is that the Tume is based on, and the Gi is based on Stonim. So on these two problems, we have two answers. On Savala Tume, we will say the Yisod of the Rabbeinu Shimon, that Savala Tume is not Mekabal Tume from a different source, but from itself it is Mekabal Tume. And that's the problem of Tumas Beis Hastorim. We will say that the Mishnah is going according to Rameh, that holds Tumas Beis Hastorim, it is Mekabal Tume. Vizet Doichik. So Taisi says, this is a Doichik Rashi's Pshat. The Beperik Behema Mekashe, Beperik Oyo Varoite, Porich Bepshites Tumas Beis Hastorim, Mashme Deloi Kaimalon Kirameh. Ubeperik Sheini de Erevin. Now Rashi in Erevin has a new eitze how we can understand that this manul is tamei tumes mage medres. Perish bekunteris, the bishas prishosoi de oizen kibol tume me ovet. Now this is a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says as follows. We have here, let's say, this is the sandal, and this is the oizen. We have the Mishnah tells us that with one oizen, it is still called a manul. So, So we have here Amanu, that is a Tomei Tumas Medras. This is now Tomei Tumas Medras. Now, when the Oizen Hashniya will separate, so now it becomes Oizmanu. It loses the Tumas Medras. So Rashi says, Vishas the Prisha, when the Oizen falls off from the Manu, so it touches it. That means while it's falling off, there's a negia. This is not a negia space astorin. It means when it comes off, it is touching it. So the oizen has a halacha of tumas medras, and the bottom chelik is now touching the oizen, so the bottom chelik touched a medras, so it's mekabel tume al tumas maga medras. That means Rashi l'shitosoi we don't have to say Rashi l'shitosoi. Rashi l'shitosoi, this is a keli without the first oizen that was added on. And according to Tyson, we have a new oizen over here that gives it a shame keli. But al kaponim bishas, there's a prisha from the second oizen from the manol, so the manol is touching the second oizen, and this is not an egiyas beis astorim because bishas it's pirish, so it is open, and there is then an egiya, so this chelik is touching the oizen, which has the tumas medras, and therefore this is the kabel tume of maga medras. Now Taisus is going to ask on Rashi that this is very shver, because pshat is there is a similar gemore, but the gemore is much more easier to understand than what Rashi says. Let's just explain the gemore. There's a gemore in Chulin that says as follows: if you have a large piece of material that was tomei tumas medras. So this whole thing is tomei tumas medras. Now a person decides to cut out from this large piece of material a small piece of material which is gimel etzbois or gimel etzbois. Now gimel etzbois or gimel etzbois has a teiris beged, but it is not roi letumas medras. So when he's going to cut this out, this that means even though kol zmana was attached, so every chelik of the beged was tomei tumas medras. When he starts cutting this out and it becomes nifrat from the beged, the tumas medras will become nifka. Afal pikein, the Gemara says it will be tomei maga medras. Why? Because in the process of cutting it out, it is touching. This is touching the rest of the beged. The rest of the beged is tomei medras, so this is touching the beged. It's not a negiyas beis astorim. Again, this is already an open mokein. The process of touch of cutting it has to touch automatically. So memela, so this chelik is touching this chelik, which is tomei medras, and this is tomei maga medras. So Rashi said the same way that if when the oizen was nifrash, so this touches the oizen. And it's mekabel tumis maga medras. But there is a tremendous difference between the Gemara and Chulin and Rashi. The Gemara and Chulin, after I cut off this piece, this is still tomei tumis medras. So memele, so the cheshbon is a good cheshbon. So this small piece, which is gimel al gimel, is touching the rest of the beged, which is still tomei tumis medras. So memele, so that's why it is mekabel tumas maga medras. Now this solves all problems also. There's no problem of sovelot tume. That means when he cuts this out, it's ois tomei medras, and it's touching the larger chelik, so it is tomei tumas maga medras. Masha enkein, the way Rashi puts it, kolzman the oizen is mechuber, so everything is tomei tumas medras. The minute it becomes nifrash, so the oizen is also not tomei tumas medras, so he has nothing what to touch. So Memela, that is the difficulty that we have in Rashi's Pshat. That is what Taisus is going to say here. Peirik Sheini, the Erev and Peirish Bekuntres, the Bishas Prishosoi, the Oizen, Kibol Tumme Me Oviv. That the Oviv is here, the Oizen, and the Manol is Mekabol Tumme from the Oizen. Beinire, the Bepeirik Beina Mekashem Rine, the Beinin, the Bois Mi Beged Godel. That if you take a small chelik of a beged from a beged godel, so then the beged godel is still tomei tumas medras, so then the small beged is mekabel tumme. But over here, bishas the prisha, the oizen also becomes ois tomei tumas medras. So we have here a problem. What is pshat in the Mishnah that the manel is tomei magemedes. We have problems of tumas beis astorim. We have a problem of sovolo tumei. So how does it become tomei tumas magemedes? V'nira l'ri. So the ri says a very interesting pshat. Kor a unique einfal. Kshetiken oizen rishoina. We had here over here a sandal that was tomei tumas medes. The first oizen fell off, it's still tomei tumas medes. Now he was misakin the first oizen, he put on a new oizen. Is shetiken oizen rishoine, boloi lo oizen tumas medres umage medres yachad. But attaching the new oizen to the sandal, automatically the new oizen gets two tumas bebasachas. Number one, since it becomes part of the sandal, it gets tumas medres. Number two, since when you are attaching it, it is touching the sandal, so it gets a tumah magemedes. So the oizen has in itself, the new oizen that was attached, has in itself two tumis. Tumis medres, a magemedes yachar. But hasandal bottle the oizen. So since the sandal and the oizen become one entity, so the sandal gets all the tumis that the oizen is. The actually is tumah lezebeloizeh. If you have one entity and one has two tumis, automatically it's not a din kabbalah tumah. It's a din of one unit, one unit. So all of it is all similar halachas. So since the oizen has a tumis maga medres, a tumis medres, so the sandal also has a tumas maga medres and medres. So even though later when both those nine become fall off, so it lost the tumas medres, but tumas maga medres remained. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Ki osa rovin omar rav chonon bar abe omar rav. Now the Gemara gets easier. Haloche ke rav Yehude. The rav said we paskin like rav Yehude. That means if an oizen chitzoini fell off, the keili becomes toyer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Halachi K'Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass Kolayt K'Rabbi Yehuda. Like the Gemara Miyomer Rabbi Yochanan Hochi Vomi the Metaret Rabbi Yochanan Alibe the Rabbi Yehuda Shmami No K'Rabbi Yehuda Svir Alay. So the Gemara says Amaroi Nino Valibe the Rabbi Yochanan. Zamachloikis Amaroi what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Rashi Amaroi Nino Rabbe Babachon Amro Lehi Delel Bohorov and Amro. Piri. Einu Gemara. Tanan Hosam. Kol Keili, Kol Kli Bale Batim, Shiyuram Kirimoin. The halacha is if you have a Kli Eitz that belongs to a Balabos, and this Kli Eitz gets a hole in it, so a Balabos does not throw away quickly his Keila. It's Kol Zman, the hole is small enough that a Rimoin will not fall through, so this keli is usable for the balabos. He can store apples in it, bananas, remoinim. The minute of the hole gets big, large, that a rimen will fall out, so then this is already not usable anymore for a balabos, and then he throws away the keli. So that is pshat in the Mishnah. Kol kli bale batim, a soicher has a different share. He can't sell kelim even with a small hole. But a balabos, he's not in the selling business, so he's using the keli himself. Shi'uran kirimoin. That means it will, the tumeh will become nifka when the hole is as large as a rimoin, that means if a rimoin will fall out of the keli, so then the keli becomes tohim. Let us see Rashi. Kol kli bali batim, legabi kli eitz, tonelo b'meseches kelim, shiurim kirimoinem letayer mitumosim, that means if the keli was tomei, so this is considered a shvira, a kilkul in the keli, it's ois keli. So memeil will become toy. Avol poches mikan, but if the hole is less than a shir of a rimoin, chayis olev, oloi mevatele, he will still use it, he will not throw it away, so therefore it is still tummy. That is the mission. Boi cheskiye. Cheskiye kler da shayla. Nikev kemoitzi zayis. What happens if a person had a kliates and they got a small hole the size of his eyes? Visosmoy. And he patched it up right away. He knew a hole grows, so he patched up the hole. Now we have a kli shalem. V'chazal v'nikev, over his mazel, right next to the patch, he got a new hole. K'maitzi's ayis. Also k'maitzi's ayis. V'sasmoy. Ad she'ishlimay l'maitzi rimay. That means, if we will now look at all the holes and all the patches, we have here a hole of a maitzi rimay. We have here a hole of a maitzi rimay. But l'maitzi baruch Hashem, there never was a hole of a maitzi rimay, because the minute he got small holes, it was always patched up. So l'maisa, he has a keli, which is always usable. Is it tomei, or is it not tomei? Mal. So Cheskia, when he learned the Mishnah, he cleared the shaila. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmud of Cheskia. So he said, Rabbi, what's your shaila? Shanisa lovin. You taught us a different Mishnah. From that Mishnah that you taught us, we can figure out your shaila. What did you teach us? Sandal shenifseka achas meyoznot. We had a sandal that was mekabel, that was a tumes medras. A zov stepped on it. One oizen fell off. Metikno. And he put on a new oizen. So it's still a sandal. Tomei medras. It is still tomei medras. Nifseka shniya. Now the second oizen fell off. Metikno. And he put on now another new oizen. Toyer mina medres, so tumes medres falls off. Avol tomei mega maga medres, it is tomei maga medres. Vamrinon loch, and we asked you a shaila. Mai shnori shoyno, when the first oizen fell off, so it was still tomei medres. Lo kai meshniya, because it has one oizen, and one oizen is sufficient to give it a shem manul. It's near Nami, so when the second one fell off, Nami miskina rishayna. So we have now the new oizen that was put on. It never became oizmano. So why, when the second oizen falls off, it becomes toyer from Tumas Medres? Why is it toyer from Tumas Medres? It has an oizen. And one oizen is sufficient to give it a shame mano. So you told us then, ponim chadoshis bolakan. You have here a new oizen, but this oizen was not in existence when the zov stepped on it. So memele, that what I have now, this is not the original keli. This is a ponim chadoshis. So when we are speaking about tare of the original tumah, we have to look how the original keli looked without the new additives, the new additions. So the original keli now lost both of its oznayim. So memele, so therefore the original keli became ois medres. So memele, therefore the original keli becomes toyer from tumis medres. Ponim, that's what you told us. Ponim chadoshis bolaka. Isochinami, so Rebbe zuktem Rabbi Yochanan. The same thing over here. You had here a keli, and it became a small hole. You patched it up. Another small hole. You patched it up. Now, there's a lot of patches now, and there's not, but if you look at the keli, how it was when it was mekabel tumah, it was a kli shalei. And now, if you will take away the patches which are upon them chadoshes, you have here a hole the size of a rimay. So here also we have a ponim chadoshes. So Cheskia was in the spoil from the shtikteira of Rabbi Yochanan. Kori alei, so he said on Rabbi Yochanan, les dein barinish. Ah, this is nish kein mensch, this is a malach. Ikid amri, or others say he said, going dein barinish. Das is a mensch. Azoi daf a mensch oiskok. An omar abzeira omar rove bar zimune im rishoinim b'nei malochim onu b'nei anoshim. Im rishoinim b'nei anoshim onu kachamoyrem v'loi kachamoyre shal abchanine ben loisev shal apinchas ben yoir elo kishal chamoyrem. So the Sfasemes says these two lishoines, what Cheskia said in Rabbi Yochanan is totally in Rabzeiris Chakire. If Rishonim kemalochim, so then Mistame, he said on Rabbi Yochanan, you're a malach. If no one ever tainted that the Rishonim are malochim, they mentioned, so you don't, I'll do this, I mentioned, I'll kapon. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Chamoyre der Apinches mefurish bakel sheichtem der Rabchanine b'mesaches Tainis. The Rabbeinu Nissen Goin brings down both the Maisim. Al Kaponim the Gemara in Chulin says that the Chamoyre of Rapinches ben Yoyer, the Chamoyre of Rapinches ben Yoyer did not eat the Mai. It was offered the Mai and it did not eat the Mai. And they said me doch the godless from the Chamer of Rapinches ben Yoyer that it was margish that the food that was given to it was the Mai and it didn't eat the Mai. And the Medrash in Bereshi says that the Talmidim asked Rapinches ben Yoyer, why isn't it eating the Mai? The Mishnah says the Behem is allowed to eat the Mai. So Rapinches ben Yoyer says, Manasaloshi Machmeres Alatzma. This is a Maisa that for 3 days the Chamer didn't eat. And they gave it the Mai, and they didn't want to eat it, because it was Magish, it was Mai, Shemachmeres Alatzma. So the Gemara says, if we will assume with Chamoirim, but let us not assume that we are similar to the Chamoir of Pinchas Ben Yoyer. Just to understand 1 minute what was Pshat in the Chamoir of Pinchas Ben Yoyer, someone learns the Maisa things, Mestamas can I Google for Natsadik, Mestamas, what's Pshat in this Chamoir? So the Nesivis in Nachlas Yaakov in Parshas Vayeshev says Pshat in this Chamoyer. Nesivis says, and the Masas Moish also says the same word, that the Kedusha of Rapinches Ben Yoyer was Nespashet on his Kinyonim. That means that the Masas Moish brings down a Moire de Kerayim. The Rash Ben Yevomis says that the Iker Geiris of a Goy is Tvila. The mila is machshir de guf, but the ikar geiris is the tvila. What does a mikveh do? A mikveh is metayer. So he says, the ikar geiris is the tvila, that al yedei ha-tvila, the tumes akum goes off and is nichtnas l'kedushas Yisrael. So the Rashbe, that's the same meaning of tvila's kelim. Tvila's kelim, a keli that belongs to a goy, has tumes akum, and it's also like a geiris. The tefillah takes off to masakum and it's nichnas l'kedushas Yisrael. So you see the same keli, if it belongs to a goy, it has the tumma of the owner. If it belongs to a yid, it has the kedusha of the owner. That's a keli. So a chamoyer, if it belongs to a rapinches ben yoyer, so it has the kedusha of rapinches ben yoyer. It rubs off. So memele, that was the chamoyer of rapinches ben yoyer. The Nesivis says, that is Pshat Yaakov Avinu sent the Achim, Leich Urei es Shloim Achecha ve Shloim Atzoim. So the Nesivis says, Yaakov Avinu, so the Gelikt of sein Kopf was Tutzach mit Tzoim. That, the Yidda said Yosef to find out was Tutzach mit Tzoim. So he says, no, you want to know was Tutzach mit the Brida. You want to know, the Ruchnis was Tutzach mit Tzoim. But how do you find out? So he told Yosef, look at the Tzoim. If you'll figure out, you'll see what the Tzayin are doing, you'll know Shloim Achecha, you'll know what was Tutzach with the brothers. Because the Anhog of the Tzayin is telling the Kedusha of the brothers. So the Masas Moshe says one vote. So you see there's a Moiridike Maila of a Kinyan. If you belong to an Adam Kaddish, a Chamoyer belongs to an Adam Kaddish, it becomes not a Chamoyer, it's the belongings to an Adam Kaddish. So yes, Sakasha, Shloisha Kinyonim Haim. Yisrael is koni to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So why are we worse than the Chamer of Pinchas Ben Yoyer? We belong to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So he says, because we have Averis. Avinisechem abdilim beinechem lebeina lekechem. The Chamer didn't have any Averis. So Mamele is a Chamer of a. Without Averis, the Kedusha rubs off. With Averis, we are what we are.